flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I am somebody who I love giving away flowers. Like, that's my thing. Like, if I see someone and they've lost a loved one recently, I may just look them up on White Pages if I see them talking about it on social media. Find them, call Soderbergh, and send over a bouquet of flowers. If someone that I know and love is ill or in the hospital, I'll send flowers in. Especially if people are doing amazing things in the community. You know, my grandmother used to always tell me, give me my flowers while I'm still alive to smell them and appreciate them. Don't put a bunch of flowers on my grave. Don't put a bunch of flowers on my casket because I won't be able to appreciate them. So if you got flowers for me, give me my flowers while I'm still alive. And so I've just lived by that. And so that's why I asked Erin Dady to be on the show today so I can give Girlfriend her flowers. She is the Chief Marketing and Public Relations Officer at Bremer Bank, but she got a big award recently. And so she is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline so we can talk about it and celebrate. Hey, Erin.
Hey, Shaletta, how are you? Good afternoon. What a pleasure to be with you today.
Girl, okay, so you got this Herbie Award, the Humanitarian, Enterprising, Resilient, Bold, Inspiration, and Ethical Award. Talk to me about that, and congratulations.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you, Shaletta. You know, the city of St. Paul, the community of St. Paul has loved me and has loved my family my whole life. And I've done everything that I can to love St. Paul back. And that's why receiving the Herbie Award from the St. Paul Chamber of Commerce was such an honor to me last week. And thank you for being there to celebrate St. Paul with me.
And you've got to tell us about it. I mean, how did you get picked? I know that you do a lot of work in your leadership role at the C-suite at Bremer Bank. But, you know, I know that everything, especially in St. Paul, that you do for that particular city is so meaningful. And you try to make it meaningful, not just for you, but for the people who live in those St. Paul communities.
That's right. You know, Bremer Bank was founded in the city of St. Paul by Otto Bremer back in 1943, and we've been headquartered there ever since. And we do a lot of investing and lending and service in the city of St. Paul. And two of my colleagues and great friends, Clarice Touche Lessard and Lauren Beecham Henry secretly nominated me for this award to recognize the work that I do in St. Paul, but the work I do with so many others at Bremer Bank and some of the other nonprofit and community organizations I work with. I am on the board of directors of multiple St. Paul organizations and an attempt to give back as best I can. I'm on the board of the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts downtown St. Paul, as well as the Greater Twin Cities United Way. And I serve because our cultural institutions, our social services institutions, they have to be strong in order for our city to be strong. So I'm honored to do that work. And at Bremer, when St. Paul institutions call and ask for our help, when Mayor Carr from the city of St. Paul calls and asks for our help, we say yes, and we jump in as best we can. When the mayor gave his inaugural address and talked about one of his signature initiatives, the college savings account, to provide $50 into every baby's account to save for college when they're born in the city, I texted him during a speech and said, how can Bremer help? We want to be at the table to help your vision come through. So those are just a few examples of the ways we try to serve the city.
Now, they tricked you. They did not tell you they were putting your name in here. So not only did you get an award, you got an award that you didn't expect. I need to know what your reaction was when they came and said, hey, girl, listen. Yeah, so we didn't tell you this, but...
my heart, you know, it touched my heart. It touched my heart to be honored. You just, you know... Shaletta, you do the work. You show up every day. You run towards community problems. And when people take a moment and celebrate people like you or others in the community, it's deeply meaningful. It's an honor. And, you know, people joke about how loyal I've been to St. Paul over the course of my life. In fact, on my first date with my now husband, I laid out the terms of his opportunity to one day marry me. I told him on our first date, I said, listen, if you're interested, you're going to have to sell your house in Minneapolis and you're going to have to move your two small children to St. Paul and enroll them in St. Paul public schools. And so I'm just really grateful that he took that deal. And he and our family love, we all love the city and contribute as best we can.
Okay, so you got to tell us about the speech and what you say and all that good stuff.
Well, it was really sweet that my whole, all four of my parents came to celebrate with me. We have a blended family, and we think blended families are more to love. So my parents, Jan and Michael, and my step-parents, Bill and Kim, were all there, and they kind of thought, well, what is this? What is this award? But to have your family with you to celebrate and to honor the work that really our whole family has done for the city was really special. And we also had a couple tables of Bremer Bank employees, too, cheering us on, and there are so many people there at Bremer who serve the city every day, so I was grateful to celebrate with them.
Now, you know, we're in a situation now where women in positions of leadership, we're getting more awards. We're getting more recognition. We're getting on TV. Folks are calling our names out. And that didn't used to be the case, right? We would just do the work, and hard work was its own reward. But I think it's high time that somebody gives us our flowers. And I don't know about you, but I'm always, you know, grateful to get an award. But sometimes I'm like, it's about damn time.
That's right. I listened closely to your guest right before me, Dr. Olson, talk about how representation matters, that you can't be what you can't see. And that is so important in the political arena, but it's important in the business arena, too, that we lift up women. And it's one of the reasons why I chose to work at Bremer Bank, because Jean Crane is our incredible CEO. Mm-hmm. We have nearly half of our executive team is women. And, you know, it was just 50 years ago that the financial services industry didn't let women apply for a credit card or a loan on their own without a male co-signer. So in just 50 years to now work at a bank that has a woman as a CEO, that representation matters. Who banks work with, how they work with them, matters to community. And so I'm really proud to work for a bank that recognizes some of the systemic discrimination that's happened mm-hmm. in the industry and is working to correct it and make up for it and do right by community and build community that works for everyone.
Well, honey, I knew they were proud of you, too, having them two whole tables there, as much as those tickets were, having those two tables there to cheer you on, girl. And we are saying congratulations. We are rooting for you. And it's just so wonderful to see you get recognized for the work that you do. So that's why I wanted to have you on the show. Girl, you can get back to your Saturday. I'm sorry for bothering you, but I just had to have you on here to shine a spotlight on you and to say congratulations.
Thank you, Shaletta. Your energy is contagious, and your energy and commitment to community inspires me. So thank you for all you do.